on Talk Radio Station. You can hear loud and clear day and night on FM. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, 1224. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
And we're connecting for Motivation Monday with Dr. Gail Thone, PhD, licensed psychologist. And you can find her at perfectlypositive.com. We're talking about sleep, one of her many CDs that she has that you can purchase, and it'll help you get some better sleep. And so we've been talking about, you know, why we don't get enough sleep and how it's not good for our health to not get enough sleep. And before we get into strengthening our own unique sleep pattern, Dr. Gail, why don't we talk about some environmental factors that negatively affect our sleep, some things that we could maybe do to help ourselves sleep better.
We can do so much to help ourselves. I'm amazed. I was, you know, just kind of going over some research, the new research this morning, and as I look around, they're saying absolutely block any source of light, like from a clock or your computer, those little, you know, little bits of light, turn them toward the wall if you can't turn them off, that you can adjust your environment so that it works in your favor.
Okay.
Light is a serious disruptor because we do have our pattern. And, of course, noise. We all have our own preferred level of noise or not noise or top type of noise.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I have a sound machine and put it on the sounds of the ocean. I find that soothing, but it might not be soothing, you know, for the next person.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to experiment. What kind of background noise or white noise will help me, you know, regain that feeling of peacefulness, such as we're told we had in our mother's womb.
Mm.
And they say no television, no radio, no media, any kind of technology right before you're ready to go to sleep. And, of course, I think we all know the basics, you know, no caffeine, no eating in bed, no drinking in bed. The only thing you're allowed to do in bed is sleep and have hot, wild sex.
Oh, jeez. Well, now, I guess that'll be our next Motivation Monday topic.
That'll be a big motivation.
Now, okay. You made me blush. That's interesting. Now, I'll tell you this, though. For me, ever since I've been young, I've been able to go to sleep to news. Like last night, I had the TV on, and of course, there's light. And sometimes I will say that prevents me from getting to sleep. But I'll try to get the blanket so that I can't see any light. But, like, I was watching reruns of Three's Company, and I couldn't fall asleep because, for whatever reason, I can't stop watching and listening.
Mm-hmm.
But when I flip over to the news and turn it down just a little bit, I can go to sleep. And it almost seems like I'm the kind of person, I think a lot of people are this way. I don't know if you're this way, Ryan, but if I don't have some kind of noise, I will just sit there and think about the dumbest things that make no sense, and I will keep myself awake for hours just thinking.
I used to do that. I would always fall asleep to CNN headline news, and I would do that in part when I wasn't married because I would be real scared every little noise I heard in my house. I would think someone was breaking in or something. I was a big baby about that. So I would keep the news on because of that. I'd always somehow half wake up at 3 a.m. and just turn it off.
I gotcha.
But I wouldn't stay awake through that. So I had that, and that did help. But then once I got married and staying in the same bed as my husband, he didn't like that. And so I had to kind of stop doing that. And then now, again, with my sleeping issues with having a baby, I am so tired by the time I actually can go to bed. I go to bed in 2 seconds.
Okay.
Good for you. We're all jealous.
Yeah.
Well, don't be jealous because I'll be up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, that's true. I won't be jealous of you then. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
So yeah, that's kind of interesting what you just said, Ryan, about you know, kind of being scared. And so, I mean, I think noise can be helpful.
Absolutely. The right kind of noise.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And of course, as we just said, if there's a partner, we had talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
We, of course, want to be sensitive to their needs if we're disrupting their sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And we know far more couples than admit to it do sleep apart one or more nights a week. And if that's done in a loving and caring way, there doesn't have to be any anger or shame, because you both need to sleep. And it's okay to go to another room and go to sleep.
Yeah.
And if our noise level, you know, our requirements are different, sometimes we just need to do that to take care of ourselves.
Okay. Well, and because you're saying it's important, I mean, and I think a lot of times we'll say, oh, but it's important for us to be able to sleep next to each other at night. You know, that's important.
Is.
But if you're drowsy and falling asleep at work, then obviously, you know, we've got to do something different. If it's your spouse that's keeping you awake.
Yes. Or you're keeping your spouse awake.
Right.
You know, we need to talk about it in, you know, in a loving way and work that out.
Okay.
So that, yeah, you're affecting each other's health and the relationship for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, let's find out about our own unique sleep pattern and what we can do to strengthen that. We're talking about how to sleep better for Motivation Monday with Dr. Gail Fone on Connect FM.
95.3, the new Connect FM.
You have a choice. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It's 12:35. Hi there. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
And it's Motivation Monday. And well, we've been talking with Dr. Gail Fone, PhD. She's a licensed psychologist, a licensed marriage and family therapist, certifications in sports psychology and clinical hypnosis, taught at the University of Minnesota for many years and is now in private practice. And you can find her at www.perfectlypositive.com. We've been talking about the importance of getting sleep. And, you know, let's talk about this. You say that we each have our own unique sleep pattern. How do we tap into that and how do we strengthen that?
Oh, it's amazing to learn this about yourself if not already aware of it. Mostly just keep a journal or diary and pay attention to your sleep pattern, what makes you sleepy. Keep track of your mood, what you've eaten, what you've had to drink, what experiences you've had that day or early evening.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll start to see patterns emerging if you have a partner or a family member that can give you insight into your sleep pattern. Mm-hmm. And just keep a diary and at least, we say, 7 days, and have a look at it, and you will immediately see your pattern. And most of us know pretty early on if we're allegedly night people or morning people.
Mm-hmm.
But as we've alluded to, we all can override our biological circadian rhythm for short periods of time if we need to.
Right.
And oh, just a 7-day diary and asking other people for their feedback, you'll quickly see that you have a preferred pattern. Now, if you can't adjust to that pattern, then you need to do some of those healthy things we've talked about to ease you through the block of sleep that you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And like we said, that's not alcohol or excessive use of medication.
Right, it might be meditation or trying to get a nap in sometime, a 15
right.
to 20 minute nap in somewhere during the
day. So-called power nap that many people have made famous. And it really does work, whether you do it through listening to a CD such as mine or meditation or relaxation and
mm-hmm.
or going to your favorite spot.
Mm-hmm.
Physically or mentally, mm-hmm. we always tell people you don't have to be in that spot when I'm, you know, hypnotizing people and helping them relax. But in your mind, you go there.
What's a good technique? Because yeah, I'll tell you, I can't do, you know, people will say you can count sheep and stuff like mm-hmm. that. I'll tell you what, I can't do that. When I try to do that, my mind starts wandering and then I start thinking about something that's keeping me awake.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know that your CD is helpful when it comes to meditation, but what is key to keeping yourself focused on what it is that you're doing so that you
great,
don't
yeah,
let your
great
mind
question.
Go? Okay.
We addressed this early on in like Psych 101, but we often don't associate it with sleep. It's just a conditioned response where you condition yourself when there's a certain stimulus, a certain, say, noise or sound or room or whatever that stimulus is for you, you associate that with a peaceful sleep. So it's automatic. And when you are well conditioned and you've done this so many times, you don't even need to count down. You just maybe have a trigger word. Mm-hmm. Let me give you an example. Many athletes have been trained in this concept of conditioned response, where they may have to practice for hours and hours for their peak performance,
mm-hmm.
but their psychologist or their trainer, their coach, associates that whole pattern with, say, just one word, whatever that magical word is.
Okay.
Think of a skier, an alpine skier, for mm-hmm. example, is coming to my mind, who's in the Olympics, and they're perched, ready to make their run.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not going through a half an hour meditation. They have some shortened cue, often a word, or it could be pinching your fingers together, like your thumb and your first finger. Something that you've conditioned yourself is associated with peak performance,
okay.
optimal performance. And in this case, it's a deep, healthy sleep.
Okay.
So you're really not, you get so conditioned that you really don't have to count the sheep or whatever it is. You find whatever you find meditative.
Okay.
And just condition yourself, basic conditioning, that when I think of that or do that, I am going to get sleepy. For some people, it's having a very light, non-stimulating beverage like caffeine-free tea or some people think a light snack helps.
Right. I've also heard the smell of lavender is helpful.
That is, unless you're allergic to it, which I found out I am.
Oh, no.
But for many, many people, the right smell, the right scent on their pillow.
Okay.
So that's another thing. You want to experiment, but you want to do it at a time when you have time for recovery.
Okay.
and get the right scent or aroma, and you associate that with peaceful sleep.
Okay.
You're bringing up one of my key ways is a great massage, whether it's a self-massage or the memory of a massage or an actual massage, with that scent. For me, it just happens to be sandalwood, but whatever works, and then you put yourself there mentally. We do think that having the right bed and pillow are very critical.
Yeah.
And depending on your budget, you might want to really think about, am I sleeping in the right bed and the right pillow and the right blanket? You might be allergic to something.
Hmm.
Or it's just time to get fresh, hypoallergic.
Okay.
I mean, one can learn their own sleep pattern by kind of being a Sherlock Holmes and
doing some investigation.
And you'll be amazed what you'll learn.
Okay. Well, fantastic advice as always, Gail. We love talking with you. We look forward to having you back. Dr. Gail Thone, you can find her at www.perfectlypositive.com. And thank you. I'm going to go take a nap now.
Great. Sweet dreams.
Oh, thank you. It's 1242 here at Connect FM.